We'll do the Shulchan Menachem. We'll continue over here. This is going to be the second piece in page on the subject on 232. Over here, the Rebbe brings out, you know, we said that we make up with our lips instead of the cattle. We can't bring the korban. And the Rebbe said there are three levels to that. The korban accomplished atonement for the person that does it. When you brought a korban, you were forgiven for certain sins. That was a sacrifice that was necessary to achieve atonement. That atonement takes place through the reciting of the various verses of the korbanos that we do in the morning, which is as if you brought the korban, so you attain that atonement. But the other level is that it's not only that you achieve the results of the korban, but that it should actually be considered as if you're doing the service of the korban itself, the act of the korban, and that would be the studying the laws of the korban, as opposed to just saying the verses of the korban. But when you study the laws of the korban, that's considered as if you are doing that. But that is mostly an act that the person is doing of bringing the korban. But you don't have a korban over there. There is no korban. So the third level we have is prayer. And prayer is actually like a korban. So this is the act, this is the heftza of the korban. You're actually bringing a korban. That's the prayer takes the place of the korban. All these three things have the various different expressions. One in the psukim, two in the study, and three in the davening. And then the Rebbe continues to explain how it is with the korban Pesach.